Morning, everybody. It's John here. It's about 7:15 on Saturday morning. I am up in Austwick, not far from Penygent, and today we're doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks. It's cold, or chilly, not cold, and it's drizzling, which is okay at this time of the morning. So I'm off to meet the rest of the party. And we'll try to keep up the progress booze during the day. So we're at the cafe at the starting point at Horton in Ribblesdale. Just taking a picture of the mountain. It's overcast and looks like it's going to be raining on and off all day. So Ben, looking forward to today?
Oh yeah, very much so. Hopefully the weather's going to hold off or not hold off. Well, I guess we'll see. Yeah, let's get going really.
What are you most looking forward to?
Well, your company, John.
I always said Ben was a very, very smart, intelligent, good-looking young man. And what are you least looking forward to?
That has to be your company as well, I suppose. Maybe your stories.
So we're about to set off, and what we'll try to do is we'll probably try to boo either from the summit of each of the three peaks, or we might put an emergency boo if we get stuck in a bog somewhere. But we'll catch you later. So we are at the top of Penygent, and it's about an hour and 5 minutes we've done that from the cafe at Horton in Ribblesdale. So it's fair to say I've waited a few minutes before doing this boo because I'm slightly out of breath and my heart's racing. I don't know if you can hear me, but it's quite windy up here and we are in cloud and it's cold and it's raining. So it's perfect. So Mel, how are you feeling? Super uber fit Melly's happy and having a great time. I don't think she's as tired as the rest of us somehow. Ben, how are you going?
You know, top of the world. Top of the world.
A bit damp.
Very snotty.
Slightly too much information from Ben there. So we're now heading across open moorland in very poor visibility. Hopefully we'll be you again when we're on the next mountain. Hopefully. Hi, it's John. So we are at the top of Wernside, 736 metres. Looking at the map, I reckon we've covered about 2,000 feet. I reckon, looking at the map, we've covered, what, about 14, 15 miles, Ben, do you reckon, so far?
I guess something like that, just gone halfway, isn't it?
11 miles at the station end.
All right, so we're getting some advice here. So we've done about 16 miles so far. Thanks. So that's about, and we've been going about 5 hours. So our schedule for a 12-hour finish was to get this point at 7.5 hours, and we're here in 5. Mel, how are you feeling?
I'm a little disappointed. I thought we had further to go.
A little bit disappointed. Thought we had further to go. Me and Ben might dump her off the side of a cliff soon. Ben, how are you feeling?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got a very nice banana here. Man changing his trousers next to me.
And Ben, you seem to have been having a bit of a war with your camel pack all the way around.
Yeah, we're not going on as well as I'd hoped, to be honest. But I think I'm going to win.
Okay, so that's two mountains down, one to go. Visibility is very, very bad up here. Don't get the wind and the rain in the background. See about 50 feet in the cloud. We're having a lot of fun. We're freezing, we're soaking wet, and off to Ingleborough.
Done.
Helicopter.
Hi, it's John, and we've made it to the top of Ingleborough. So we've been going about 7.5 hours. We've covered about 20 miles. We've climbed all three mountains now. Total climbing of about 6,000 feet. It has been teeming down. I don't know if you can hear the rain. Visibility is about, 50 yards? Something like that.
Where are you, John?
and it's pretty cold. And we're soaked to the skin. How are you feeling, Mel?
A little bit damp. But, we made it. Just got one more down to go.
Ben?
Well, the water's reached straight to my pants now, and I'm quite concerned about chafing on the run home.
So I've got an apple.
There's two things I'm concerned about then. One is, Ben, definitely too much information, I'm chafing on his pants. And the other one is the term run home. listen, we've made it to the top of mountain number three. We're on schedule